You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, Matt Hart, Global Innovator, joins us in studio once again. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Joel. Kia ora, Amy. How are we doing?
Kia ora. We're doing good today.
Good show. Yeah. Good. I've heard it's been a little tense, but we're getting there.
Look, we survived.
We've had a jam-packed show, jam-packed morning, but we're here now.
Blood, sweat and tears went into the show personally. Not personally, specifically. Yeah. But, you know, here we are. Now, we've got a very interesting and quite a topical topic, I guess, for today, don't we, Matt?
I think so, Joel. I think, listen, there's been lots of new studies and data coming out, mainly out of Europe and North America, but in terms of the changing nature of, let's say, career, employment, jobs, and what they call a multi-hyphenate career. And so it's around this notion of, why non-linear careers are the future of work. And I thought it's something we could start to get into because it's so topical for the rise of AI, what that's doing to jobs out there, how people don't really know what they are. And Evie, actually, I was thinking of Evie when I thought of reading some of this data, is typical, actually. And you were just saying, Evie, it's not something you intentionally thought of, but it actually is where you've arrived at.
Yes, that's right.
So go and describe it.
Being called out.
Let's start at first principles. How many roles are you currently doing?
I have 2 paid jobs. Mm-hmm. And I also volunteer here at BFM. I do all of this for free.
And we appreciate that.
We really do.
So I'm here 1 day a week. And then, yes, I have 2 other jobs that are paid. One of them is a news role at TVNZ. And another one is I work part-time as the news editor for AUT Student Magazine as well.
So that's kind of four kind of different roles.
Yeah, up your week. And all of that adds up to more than a full-time job.
More than a full-time job, exactly. So, but you mentioned something there really topical for here, and that it wasn't something you would intentionally choose.
No.
But you find yourself still thriving regardless, right?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've talked about unemployment a lot as well,
yes,
and how people are struggling to get jobs at the moment. I think that's part of the reason I've fallen into this. Like a lot of graduates, it's a lot easier to get a part-time job than it is to get a full-time job.
That's right.
At the moment. But I like having those different outlets. I'm a person that can get bored quite easily.
Right.
And I think in that specific, like the news world as well, that sector, I think having those different outlets is super cool as well, because obviously, you know, student media is one thing, mm-hmm, quite relaxed, quite open, a lot of scope, and then mainstream media is a whole nother thing. It's really different, so it's nice to have different things to go to.
It's nice to have different things to go to, but there's a bit of you I know that you've shared before, Joel, we've talked about this in terms of security.
Yes.
And being secure in a role you know is returning some value to you, right?
Yeah.
But I think if we talk about the macro that's going on, Joel, this idea of a job for life is just gone.
Yeah.
It's kind of not there anymore.
Yeah.
And if you look at what those roles were in through today's lens, they were really restrictive.
Mm.
You know, so you're on a path, you were developing skills in quite a narrow lane, which meant you had to keep choosing that lane going forward.
Yeah.
And I think what employers are looking for now, and this rise of automation and AI and starting to pick up lots of things that can be digitized, are being, I think a lot about this space. It's what's left for us, and how do young workers continually prepare themselves for whatever is going to be that future.
Yeah.
And that currently looks like, as you say, Evie, part-time roles, diverse, mm-hmm, different roles, and earning to learn and learning to earn.
Yeah.
You know? And it's that interplay that I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like there's a huge, especially nowadays, there's this huge thing about hustle culture.
Yes.
And because more people are starting to go to university and a lot of degrees are becoming quite saturated, you need to set yourself apart from other students by doing a bunch of extracurricular, doing a bunch, mm-hmm, of volunteering, doing this, doing that, looking for internships all the time. And it can be, I mean, and you know, it is kind of cool being a jack of all trades and kind of having your kind of hands in a bunch of different pies at the same time, like you were saying just before. But at the same time, I guess it can be quite exhausting you know?
It is exhausting. It's insecure in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of that skill development and experience development, this is what we're getting to the nub of the conversation, is that today it's much more creative and innovative. You've got to do and learn to do and then trade that forward into whatever's next.
Mm-hmm.
That is such an iterative, dynamic way of working, let's say in your 20s, in your 20s and 30s, preparing for your 30s, because a lot of the skills you're learning today and the experiences you're getting today are going to trade forward into something that probably doesn't yet exist.
Mm.
And it's about less about that view of, hey, I'm in a job, this is it, this is my lane, I'm going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more preparatory around what might be, what might surface. And if there's an opportunity that comes up that really aligns with what you're about, you know, young people tell us about, it's as much as interviewing the company, do I want to join them today, as it is about the company interviewing them.
Yeah.
What's my purpose? What's my values? Does it align here? Is this somewhere I can thrive for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And it's gathering of those experiences in a way that you continually trade forward. Yeah. Does that resonate here?
Do you think that this trend is something that we're only seeing in, like, mine and Joel's generation? Or do you think it's something that people in your generation are looking at, kind of these linear jobs they've had for a long time, and wanting to take a step back and do something different?
Absolutely. You see it play out too in the sort of 50 plus environment, whether by choice or whether by circumstance of being let go and the downsizing. You're getting a lot of people now coming out of what have been quite strong lanes of middle management, senior management. They now find themselves back in the job market,
mm-hmm.
and having to relearn how to hustle. I would much prefer to learn how to do that in my 20s than it is to come out of quite a linear career of sorts. I've never called what I do a career because it's a project-based nature, but that's what we're now evolving into, a project-based employment economy. And in that way, you need to know how to be dynamic,
mm-hmm.
almost entrepreneurial. So there's a great stat come out in a Forbes article last week that wraps up a lot of this emergent research. It said 93% of Gen Z want to become entrepreneurs. And I think that's really reflective of Joel, what you call it, this idea of hustle culture. How do you trade your smarts in a dynamic economy and become a project-led? And then maybe the idea does surface that you can found and turn into a business.
Hmm.
That's kind of the market we're in right now, and I believe it's only going to grow.
That is very interesting. Well, that's unfortunately all we have time for today, Matt. But thank you once again for joining us in studio.
Thank you so much. Kia ora.
Thanks, Matt. Always good to talk to you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.